you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Right around the corner, in fact, tomorrow, we have Scenic West Athletic Conference play opening up. The USU Eastern Eagles, both the men and the women, will play host to Salt Lake Community College. That'll be tomorrow night at the BDAC. For the men, they welcome in the defending national champions. The women, they're looking to continue some early season success. They sit 8-4 so far this season, just wrapped up a recent road trip in Las Vegas where they went 2-1, and now we're set to go with conference play. Joining us in the studio to talk about that, we have assistant coach Morgan Warburton. And coach, always look forward to you coming in here and talking with us. Thank you.
Yes, very happy to be here.
Coach, it's a brand new year, 2017. You guys had a pretty decent 2016. I mean, if you look at the non-league schedule, you guys finished 8-4. Recently just had a trip down to Vegas. All in all, not a bad way to start off the season.
No, we're actually we're kind of where Chelsea and I thought we'd be, which is really encouraging as a coach. There's a couple games that, again, we shouldn't have lost, but really good teaching moments, especially come conference now.
I'm sure the game against Hutchinson was a little bit disappointing. I mean, you're talking about a top 10 team on a neutral site. They're very good, though.
Yeah, I mean, they're a different kind of animal, but there is one thing to be said. Our energy and our preparation was right there. It's just a matter of making the shots that we're supposed to make, and that's what it's really come down to with our team. We're getting every opportunity to score, now we just got to put it in. And if we put it in, we have a chance to win against big teams like that. And, you know, we were proud of them. They didn't quit at all. But when you're going up against people that, you know, are making every shot, are very physical, in a way, it's like, you don't really want your team to play that, but you also do because our conference is going to be that tough every week.
Right. Right. I know it's cliche to say, you know, you've got to look at a team like that to see what, you know, what you want to become. But I mean, is that true when you play a team that's that good? It is a cliche, but is that cliche true?
No, I think it's true. Chelsea and I, you know, when we play those caliber of teams, we're like, that's where we want to get to. And it's not going to happen in 1 year, 2 years. It might not happen in five, but that's what we're going for. Every year we got to get a little bit better kids, and very happy with the kids that we have this year, and they're going to be 10 times better next year, which is really encouraging. You know, we're losing some games to teams that are really good, but, you know, you just add a couple more players, you get those players you already have a little bit better, you know, there's a chance next year that you win those games.
Yeah, the majority of your production is coming from freshmen.
Yes, and that's exciting, and we're hoping to sign some really tough players, you know, this spring after their seasons, and just add to what we already have. You know, we'll be sad to see some of the sophomores go, or all of them, actually, just because of their leadership, but, you know, we always got to keep moving forward, especially with the turnaround.
It's fun to pay attention to the freshmen. In your eyes, when is a freshman no longer a freshman? I mean, is there a particular time of the season where you say, okay, you should not be making freshman mistakes anymore? You should be playing at the level of a sophomore.
You know, you'd like to think it's come conference time. They kind of have an idea and a clue, but, you know, freshman's a freshman no matter what level you're playing at. It's a growing and learning year. You're learning about yourself off the floor. But, you know, what we saw last year, you know, the freshmen that we did have, you know, the last couple games, they really came on strong, and I think it clicked. So we're hoping that it possibly happens sooner for the kids that we have this year. But as long as, you know, come sophomore year, they understand what we're asking for and they do it, that's all you can really ask for as a coach.
Well, we're on the eve of the very first conference game. You get Salt Lake. They're known for having a standout backcourt for as long as I've been here. The last 5-6 years, their backcourt has been one of the best in the country.
Yeah. I mean, her guard play is really good. She has a really good point guard this year. Just has a lot of finesse and kind of deceiving speed-wise, because she can change speed like a guard that I've, you know, played against my whole career. And so it's exciting, too, because I think it's encouraging for our players. You know, match up against something like that. Like, you know, she's just like you, every day puts her shoes on the same way.
Right.
It's who comes to compete, and that's what we're trying to teach our kids. It does not matter who they are, what it says across her chest. They have to show up, and they have to beat you. So what are you going to do to make them play their best game to beat you? And they've really grabbed onto that, and I think they're ready to play tomorrow.
When you look at Salt Lake on film, what stands out to you besides guard play?
You know, they're just really physical. You can't give up any offensive rebounds to them. You know, they're very good at crashing the boards. They're very good at getting points in the paint. That's where she gets all her points, but it's because of the system she runs and the players that she's able to bring in. And, you know, if we just keep them, you know, match their physical play, keep them off the boards, we'll have a chance to win. I mean, we got to make our shots, but we have to come and play 40 minutes.
How important is depth when you go up against Salt Lake? Especially, I mean, you're talking about four quarters now in the women's game. I don't know if that changes anything or not. But depth, how deep do you plan on running in this game? How deep do you have to run in order to beat this team?
Well, to be able to compete for 40, you have to, you know, the subs have to come in and produce the same way that the starters are. And luckily we have, I believe we have 8 to 9 kids that really understand what we're asking for, which is good. But you're asking them to come off the bench too and keep that same level of play, which isn't always easy to do. It's a hard mental part of the game to be able to come in and just do exactly what we're asking them to do. So there's going to be a little bit of slippage, but I think if they come with the physical and just the play that we're asking them to come with, you know, no fear of who it is that you're playing and just go play your game, I think we'll be okay.
As far as the tempo of the game, I mean, they got guards that like to push it. In years past, you know, with the Grinnell and the systems that USU Eastern has ran, it's given a lot of teams a problem, but not necessarily Salt Lake, and that's obviously because of what they wanted, you know, what they can do out of the backcourt. How do you match that defensively? What do you do defensively on this team?
Well, you got to really, you know, we prepared them enough with their half-court sets. It's hard because, you know, you take away one thing, they're going to counter and do something else. But I think if you make them go counter more than what they're usually getting, you know, it might be more difficult than for them to score. But as far as, you know, getting back in transition, you know, the shot goes up. We don't get the rebound. You got to beat them down the floor. It's plain and simple. There's no half-second wait. It's as soon as you know we don't have the ball, you got to go. And I think if we limit the transition and just limit easy baskets, take away the easy stuff and make them really earn their shots, you know, they're a good team. They're going to make them.
Right.
Hopefully they miss more than they make tomorrow. But we're going to do everything we can to take them out of what they want to do.
Again, our guest is Coach Morgan Warburton of the USU Eastern women's basketball team. You'll get very familiar with Salt Lake. You'll play every opponent in conference 4 times. I mean, you've been all over playing basketball. I mean, if it's the professional ranks, college ranks, high school ranks, I don't think you've ever played at a level where you've had to play a team 4 times in the regular season, have you?
No. And, you know, it's it's a little discouraging, too, because our conference is so small and everyone's so good. You know, you're battling every game to get a win, but I also think it's to our advantage to play teams 4 times. You know, we're going to do something different every time. I don't believe in doing the same thing over and over again. If it's not working, it's not working. You got to change something up. So we're looking forward to, you know, maybe trying some new things with these kids because we believe they can do it. Giving them some sort of like excitement each week of something different we're going to try and see if it works. So, but at the end of the day, it's them showing up and hitting the shots that we're giving them in our system and they're getting them. It's just making them. So we're hopefully going to be on the right track that way.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how the conference pans out because it doesn't matter what the level of Team A all the way down, you know, to Team D is. It's very difficult to beat a team 4 consecutive times.
Yes, and I think it's more worrisome for maybe Salt Lake and CSI.
Right.
That have to play, you know, Snow, us, and Colorado 4 times because, you know, we're good enough teams to split, I believe.
5 if you count the conference,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I really think we can split. Salt Lake's, you know, still up above all of us, I believe, just in the way of how they approach the game. But that still doesn't mean we can't win 1 or 2. And I think that's exciting, too, for the kids. You know, they're going to get so comfortable playing these teams and know exactly what they want to do. It's just going to come down to who makes the plays.
Right.
So that's one thing that we're excited about because it gives them an opportunity to really, you know, hone in on what they're trying to do, but also make plays on their own.
With it coming so quick after the Christmas break, I mean, you guys, you did get a couple of games in Vegas. The men did not. How did the girls come back from that Christmas break? Were they in shape? I mean, it wasn't a huge, long break for you guys. I mean, you were right back at it right after Christmas.
I mean, we were uncomfortable giving them as long as we did. Mm-hmm. You know, you need the break. It's necessary, especially, you know, during Christmas, you need to be with family and remember what's most important. But, you know, we were really pleased with how they came back. You know, you think, oh, crap, this is going to be one of those practices like we're just starting out the first of the year, but they came with energy and excitement and they were happy. And, you know, that's the one thing about this team. Like, they never give up. You know, we might have had 1 or 2 hiccups throughout the first part of season, but for the most part, they've shown up every day and done what we've asked them to do. So it was really encouraging to see them bounce back and get 2 out of 3 wins.
It's definitely easier to come back when you're 8-4 rather than 4-8. I'm sure that plays a little bit into it as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're riding a really big high right now. You know, they've done some pretty incredible things, but season's over. We're starting a whole new season tomorrow, and that's what we told them. It's start of the year, start of a new season, and this is going to really tell us where we're at and where we need to go.
As far as playing in front of the hometown crowd, you guys have only had 2 games, and both of those were against All-Star squad. So I'm sure the girls are excited to play in front of an actual crowd to open up conference
play. Yeah, and like we talked about before, the All-Star games are scary as a coach, especially. You know, you never know who's going to show up or walk it through the door. And unfortunately, we lost to one. But again, sometimes losses are better just for learning purposes so you can win the games that you really need to win. But yeah, we're excited because, you know, preparation's a big deal for our team. We want to be ready for a team and not just have them walk in and, you know, be all over the place trying to win a basketball game. So I think that's going to be exciting for the fans. Salt Lake's a really good team. Not only do we want them to come watch us, but we want them to come watch really good women's basketball, and I think it's going to be a great game tomorrow.
And then past Salt Lake on Saturday, you guys also get Colorado, which it's actually been quite fun, I think, over the last few years. Their budget has grown. They seem to be getting better and better, and it's a competitive game now. At one point, it used to just be almost viewed as a free win. That's not the case anymore with Colorado.
Yeah, and we don't like to look at it that way because I think a lot of people look at USU Eastern that way. And that's going to stop. I think it's already stopped so far this year, just with certain teams, you know, over the years playing us, and now we're a different kind of team. So, you know, we're not looking at Colorado as an easy win at all. They're going to come and play their best game against us. They always do. And we're preparing, you know, against Salt Lake the way that we're going to prepare against Colorado and just have to take it one game at a time.
Coach, it is always fun to talk with you. Thank you for coming down here. Hopefully you had a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I'm excited for conference play. It's going to be fun.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Again, that's Coach Morgan Warburton of the USU Eastern Lady Eagles. Tomorrow they'll take on Salt Lake Community College. Live broadcast of the men's game will begin right here at 6:30 p.m. Myself, along with Chris Winfrey, will also bring you the live play-by-play call on Saturday as the women take on Colorado Northwestern. We have doubleheader action coming for you Saturday, some JUCO and some high school. So a very busy time of the season picking up here on KOAL. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to move over to the NBA. The Jazz last night, unable to top Boston. End of a four-game winning streak. Utah now the 5 seed in the Western Conference. But there's some trouble brewing in the East in Chicago. Rajon Rondo, probably done in Chicago. He may be done in the NBA. This guy is becoming a headache more and more every single season, it seems like. We'll talk Rajon Rondo with the Utah Jazz when we come back.